And other trailblazers by becoming a WBAI buddy, a sustaining member for $15 a month. You'll also receive our fabulous tote bag for all your belongings when you're out and about. Please go to women.wbai.org, women.wbai.org to become a WBAI buddy in the name of your favorite program or in the name of all WBAI programs or in the name of WBAI's long history of activism and programming you enjoy. Please call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and say, yes, I want to become a WBAI buddy this Women's History Month.
Coming up next is Ecologic at 6 a.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
You want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It'd be paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on following we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
You can join us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic at 6 a.m. for April 1st, 2023.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Today we are joined by New York City Labor Chorus members, Jeff Vogel and Angel Roman. Looking for some good news to start the day? Here is at least a government doing its job. Scott Fallon of The Record reports that on Thursday, March 23rd, the state of New Jersey sued Dow Chemical and other companies over the prevalence of 1,4-dioxane in state drinking water. It has been found from Fairlawn and Ringwood in the north to Camden in the south, along with other communities that get drinking water from the Delaware River. The lawsuit alleges that the three named companies knew that it would, quote, significantly pollute drinking water supplies, render drinking water unusable and unsafe, threaten the public health and welfare, and harm other natural resources, unquote. Yet they told distributors and customers to dispose of products containing the chemical by pouring them on the ground or burying them. Business as usual.
EnviroPolitics caught this story in the New York Times. There are 3 new baby radiated tortoises in the world, thanks to an observant Houston zoo worker who noticed Mrs. Pickles, a 53-year-old radiated tortoise, digging a hole and laying eggs. She has been at the zoo since 1996. Mr. Pickles, at 90, is the oldest animal at the zoo, where he has resided for 36 years. Houston soil is very unlike that of the tortoise's native Madagascar and not suitable for burrowed eggs. So the eggs were moved to the reptile and amphibian house, where they were closely monitored for 5 months, chilled to 50 degrees before returning them to room temperature, and ultimately placed in an 80-degree incubator. The hatchlings, dill, gherkin, and jalapeno, will remain behind the scenes in the reptile area until they are big enough to join their parents. Radiated tortoises are endangered, and if the eggs do not have the right conditions, they will not hatch. Oh, by the way, radiated tortoises get their name from the pattern on the shell, not radiation of any sort.
That's good.
We have a musical show today. Here is a New York City labor chorus with Pete Seeger's To My Old Brown Earth, recorded live at Symphony Space in Manhattan. That was the New York City Labor Corps singing Pete Seeger's To My Old Brown Earth. EWG.org, the Environmental Working Group, has released this year's lists of the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 to look for in produce aisles and farmers markets. The Clean 15 are safe to buy organic or conventional, but the Dirty Dozen are the fruits and vegetables that are treated with so many chemicals that it's really best to buy organic. It is no surprise that strawberries top the list of the Dirty Dozen, but recent increases of pesticides in blueberries, new to the list this year, are alarming, and even after peeling, citrus fruits are carrying a burden of hormone-disrupting fungicides, possibly increased to protect fruit traveling longer distances than in the past. Of the 25 samples purchased and tested by EWG, mandarins had the highest levels, then oranges, then grapefruits. For one fungicide, the average amount detected was about 20 times the amount recommended by EWG scientists as a safe level for children. For the other one found, more research is needed to determine the limit. Also added to the list this year are green beans, and the Clean 15 list replaced cantaloupe with carrots. Big ag front groups have been attacking EWG's work nonstop. They are threatened by their work on the Dirty Dozen and glyphosate in cereals. I think the show to EWG is doing an effective work. Go to www.ewg.org.
Here is something unique on this April Fool's Day. There are fun alternative holidays noted on checkaday.com. That's checkiday.com. Which we found in a Tom Nielsen email about his upcoming Won't Be Fooled Again Earth Day concert. For April 1st, we have 2 fun celebrations. First, St. Stupid's Day, started by the First Church of the Last Laugh in San Francisco, where the parade of folks in silly costumes includes stops at the stock exchange to exchange socks, tossing pennies near the banker's heart statue, and losing lottery tickets at the IRS office, and a leap of faith. Close your eyes, jump, and trust that the earth will still be there to catch you.
In a similar vein, Gay Anderson of Merrillville, Indiana, in 2002 started hashtag Boomer Bonus Day when she realized that the joke is on us. Every year, the body goes, but the mind still thinks it's 21. With celebrations on Boomer Bonus Day, one can celebrate a trip around the sun without the baggage of getting another year older. In 2002, it was designed to celebrate anyone over 50. There were 77 million boomers born between 1946 and 1964. And as we pass on, let the celebrations continue for the new 50-year-olds and celebrate those of the original boomer generation. Oh, by the way, if you made this up, nobody would believe you. I found checkaday.com. That's www.checkiday.com on March 26th, which is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. So start planning for next year.
Here is New York City Labor Chorus with 350, also on their We Shall Overcome CD.
This song is cautionary about the extreme environmental damage that is predicted as a consequence of the production of fossil fuels and the increasing concentration of carbon in the atmosphere. We view Mother Earth as our collective home, not the private turf of the oligarch thugs who turn carbon into gold and life into death.
That was 350 by the New York City Labor Chorus.
This comes from Anti-Uranium Weapons Coalition, ICBUW.EU. The United Kingdom Ministry of Defense confirmed that the UK will be sending what they call depleted uranium weapons to the Ukraine. The Russian army already is using those weapons. Depleted uranium is a nice way of saying ammunition made of uranium-238. which is what most uranium is, and very harmful. It doesn't stop being deadly because they call it depleted. Uranium is heavy and dense, and the uranium would otherwise have to be disposed of as radioactive waste. The Conflict and Environment Observatory reports that the ammunition is no longer being made and creates additional risk because it expired in 2015. The use of DU munitions has been shown to cause widespread and lasting damage to the health of people living in the contaminated area. Those sorts of weapons have been used in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the dust from those weapons ends up going around the earth and has been traced to Greenland ice core samples. It's more of government cavalier treatment of radiation and its effect on human health.
I attended a talk given by someone from one of those radioactive ammunition units. She had 6 months to live, and the rest of a unit of young people had already died of cancer. There will be radioactive dust from those weapons killing people for generations. Long-term environmental damage, including groundwater contamination, occurs as a result of DU use. DU projectiles are not nuclear weapons, but conventional weapons of high chemical radiological toxicity and harmfulness. So Vladimir Putin's statements about Russian nuclear weapons in response is not equivalent, but escalation and exaggeration. For more information, email info@icbuw.eu. That's info@icbuw.eu.
Altec is still planning to dump radioactive water from Indian Point into the Hudson River, just as TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, is planning to dump water from Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean. On Saturday, April 8th, Manhattan Project for a Nuclear-Free World will hold a rally at the New York Public Library on 42nd Street and 5th Avenue at 1 p.m. to raise awareness on the discharge of radioactive wastewater into our environment on a global scale. TEPCO is planning to release 350 million gallons of water over the next 30 years, and the Manila Times of the Philippines noted its opposition to the unilateral action without even the courtesy of consulting with such countries as Japan's immediate neighbors, South Korea, China, and Taiwan, or even those outside East Asia. Their strong pull-no-punches article about the plan, published on March 23rd, said, quote, "Japan, a privileged country, may not heed the call of its neighbors, probably because it has the backing of the U.S. But if something goes wrong with the plan, developing countries like the Philippines will undoubtedly be adversely affected and left on their own to suffer the negative consequences. Pacific Ocean currents along Japan might go north toward and then along the Aleutian Islands of Alaska or south toward Taiwan and the Philippines, depending on depth and time of year." That's from www.manilatimes.net. Search Japan Dump Water.
Here at home, Pultec has promised 30 days notice of a release, which could come at any time during the summer. But the New York legislature is considering a bill that would outlaw radioactive releases into the waters of the state, of course, including the Hudson River. The bill does not yet have many sponsors. Why not? If you agree with the bill, ask your New York State Senator to support Bill S-5181 and your assembly members to support A-5338. That's S-5181 and A-5338. Please call.
It's not too late to write or call Governor Hochul about air permits for the Iroquois Expansion by Compression Project, a massive fossil fuel expansion. On April 4th, there will be a rally at 12 noon at the State Capitol Building in Albany. NIPAN, NIPAN Green, Sane Energy Project, Food and Water Watch, and others are asking her to deny the permits. Governor Hochul's phone number is 518-474-8390. That's 518-474-8390.
People's Action for Clean Energy, PACE, sent out a link to a comprehensive and optimistic article about the future of solar energy in Connecticut. Over the past few years, Connecticut has become a leading solar state, often in the top 10 in the nation. PACE emphasized small and mid-sized solar installations, not utility scale, especially parking lots. We'll have more on this next week.
One more song from the New York City Labor Chorus's CD, We Shall Overcome, recorded live at Symphony Space. Live on Earth, so amazing. Hallelujah.
That was Life on Earth, So Amazing, Hallelujah, by the New York City Labor Chorus. We'll be hearing from two members of the chorus in just a few minutes.
Special thanks to Charlie Olson of the Environment TV for helping to get the recorded portion of our show ready for you. You're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
I'm Donna Stein.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And the conservative Washington Times had an article which they promoted as pro-GOP, Republicans, and which the Republicans touted, but to me, it shows them to be anti-future, anti-youth, anti-health, and pro-pollution, and pro-high energy rates. The first paragraph says it all. Quote, the House is set to include a last-minute safeguard for natural gas stoves against proposed efficiency standards. They further claim that using more energy is somehow cheaper than wasting it. Not that the Democratic Party is so wonderful with their ties to the fossil fuel industry.
Great news for you. You won't have to hear fundraising pitches anymore. Yay! We finally have gotten all the funding we need. Unfortunately, it's from corporations. What? No. April Fool's Day, I couldn't do that to you any longer. Scared you, didn't I? Well, This is why we need you to donate, so that will never be a thing.
Well, that's good.
Before you hear from Jeff and Angel, we need to take your phone calls for them. And a very important thing that we and all producers need to do in each show is appeal to you to help keep this radio station on the air.
Ecologic serves you and the community with many environmental stories about issues that affect our health and well-being. We can't do it without you. We're about exposing the bad guys and celebrating the good ones. Support us. WBAI continues only because of listeners like you. And we have to ask for your help, or how else would you know what we need? Ecologic brings you actions you can take. Rallies, marches, direct actions, letters, emails, petitions, concerts, webinars. It's all important. Not all of us can get to remote actions, but there are many ways to support. And that includes supporting WBAI and Ecologic so that we continue to bring you folks like our guests today, Jeff Vogel and Angel Ramon. Please donate to WBAI and say that you're donating in the name of Ecologic. Even better, become an Ecologic BAI buddy. Call 212-209-2950.
I know we talk a lot about fundraising. We need to. We need you to keep us going. WBAI has always taken the time and made the effort to cover stories in depth. We can and do go behind the headlines and press releases and even bring you eyewitness reports because we are funded primarily by you, the listeners, not corporate advertisers. If you appreciate our information, please show us you care about our show and about BAI. And by giving us a donation, getting one of our premiums, or even better, becoming a monthly supporter as a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic. We appreciate you. We help, and we ask you for your help to keep WBAI on the air. Call and contribute now. The donation number is 212-209-2950.
We support every environmental issue, so a donation to Ecologic is like supporting many groups. We talk about actions, seminars, lobbying efforts, and more. Help us to keep community groups get the word out.
Environmental music is so important. We have two Raging Granny CDs for a donation of $35 each, and a Raging Granny CD with rare video of a one-hour concert by Pete Seeger and the Grannies at the Clearwater Hudson River Revival for just a $40 donation.
One of the grannies, Corinne Willinger, is also a panelist on our Pope's Climate Cyclical DVD, available with a donation of $40 or more. That discussion of the Pope Francis's 2015 climate encyclical, recorded at WBAI-FM by Charlie Olson of the Environment TV. Panelists were Steve Knight of Green Faith, Corinne Willinger of the New York City Raging Grannies, Dr. Marion Ronan of the New York Theological Seminary, and Reverend Donna Schaefer, then at Judson Memorial Church.
That was a very inspiring show. Now, what we call the environment is not some abstract thing. It's the air we breathe, it's the water we drink, and the creatures with whom we share this planet. Indigenous folks acknowledge them all as relatives. Check our archives for some of our Celebration of Nature shows. Octopuses, butterflies, unusual creatures.
WBAI has been involved in every political and social struggle, including the climate crisis. We really hope that you will step up to help WBAI and the Pacifica Network keep broadcasting. You're hearing us now because listeners like you pitched in to help. You listen to Ecologic, so be a part of it. Annual membership in WBAI is just $25, so join us as a voting member. Or even better, as a sustaining WBAI buddy for $10 a month or more. Just making a donation today lets us know that you're listening, that you care about Ecologic and WBAI. Support your show. Call 212-209-2950.
We thank you for everything you have done for our WBAI in the past. But now we need you to look for your continued support so we can keep thanking you.
And
Ken has been hosting Ecologic for more than 20 years.
We've covered a lot of environmental topics, and some of our most popular past shows have been made into DVDs and CDs that we offer as thank you gifts to our donors. We have more than 25 items from which you can choose on the website, ecologic.wbai.org. They make great gifts as well as treats for yourself. Think about what you can afford, the importance of the information that Ecologic and so many WBAI shows give you, and become a voting member for just $25. Maybe you can find just $10 a month or more to be a sustaining BAI buddy. That helps the station budget its expenses. It's easier for some folks than a large donation at one time. But any donation to WBAI in the name of Ecologic is truly appreciated.
If you prefer not to donate online or through the call center, you can send a check or money order for your membership and or your premiums. The mailing address is WBAI Radio, Attention Membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
Now we bring you our guests. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
Yourself, please.
Good morning. This is Jeff Vogel. I am a retired respiratory therapist, member of retired delegate. This is Jeff Vogel. Good morning. This is I'm a retired respiratory therapist, a retired delegate of 1199 Healthcare Workers Union, and a longtime member of the New York City Labor Chorus since our very beginning in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Good morning. This is Angel Roman. I'm a relatively new New York City Labor Chorus member of 5 years, and it's a pleasure being here on April Fool's Day.
Great. But no joke.
We've done enough of those.
Jeff, we just played a song that you wrote, or you wrote the lyrics. Tell us about what went into that.
Well, first I want to say that being a member of this chorus has for 32 years has really provided me with a sense of connection and inspiration. Being part of this this terrific group of committed people, really very, very important in my life. So the new words that I wrote for Life on Earth, So Amazing, Hallelujah, which of course is from Handel's Messiah, they were inspired primarily by the image of Earth from outer space, primarily the Earthrise image, which gives a really beautiful picture of our planet in contrast with the moon, which is in the foreground of the photo, the barren, lifeless moon in contrast with the amazingly beautiful Earth in the distance.
Mm.
So that's really what inspired me to write the new words, and I was hoping to try to convey a sense of wonder at our existence, at life on Earth, and that's something that we all tend to take for granted. But I think it's so important to not take it for granted, and to really appreciate and celebrate the wonder of our existence.
It's such a fragile little blue dot there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And in addition, the words were inspired by the words of astronaut Mike Massimino. In his autobiography, he talks about doing a spacewalk to repair the Hubble telescope, and how he, when he was out there looking at this amazing sight, he was sort of almost overcome with emotion, and realizing, I'm just gonna read his words here. If you were in heaven, this is what you would see. This is the view from heaven. No, it's even more beautiful than that. This is what heaven must look like. Maybe this is heaven. Then he goes on, how much God, our Father, must love us that he gave us this home. He didn't put us on Mars or Venus with nothing but rocks and frozen waste. He gave us paradise and said, live here. So he comes from a religious perspective on this, whereas myself, I come from what I consider myself to be a spiritual atheist.
Yeah. So, many astronauts have talked about that sort of thing, where they look down on Earth and they can see the atmosphere. And it said, it's so fragile. The atmosphere is so thin. We really have to take care of it. And they all seem to be moved when they see it. William Shatner was taken out into space, and he did a press conference. And the press wanted to talk to him. You know, Captain Kirk went to space. And he started talking about protecting the environment and protecting the air and water. And they cut off the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And you have to look on YouTube for the whole thing, because the press didn't put it out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the effect of being out there is very profound. Yeah, very. Life changing, but we can all appreciate that what they call actually something that called the overview effect. We can all try to appreciate it, even if we haven't gone to space ourselves, through the words of the astronauts, through the pictures, the videos. We can all try to keep that conception in mind. The fact that we're on this spaceship, planet Mother Earth, sailing around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. it's quite a remarkable phenomenon, I would say.
Indeed.
Jeff, could you share where you had kind of the epiphany for the words? You were sitting with your wife, and maybe you want to say a little bit more about that when you explained that story to me.
Oh, okay, this is sort of the backstory. Well, so I come from a family of Jewish atheists, and my wife Brenda is who's also in the chorus with me for 32 years now. She was raised Roman Catholic, went to Roman Catholic school throughout her life. And, we used to take her father to church pretty regularly, her Irish father. And then we would go, to my brother-in-law's church for Christmas Eve, mass, and he sings in the chorus there, and they would sing the Hallelujah chorus, and I was like sitting in church and thinking, there's got to be some reason why this spiritual Jewish atheist is spending more time in church than in synagogues in his life, and so I decided I was going to try to put some new words to the whole Messiah, and then I realized that was probably too much to undertake, so I just wrote these new words for the Hallelujah chorus.
Yeah.
And actually, we use the arrangement that my brother-in-law sings in his church, and I was sensitive to the idea of changing words to this iconic sacred music, But so I checked with my brother-in-law about these new words, and he thought they were in keeping with the spirit of the song, and we have sung it at our chorus's keyboard player. He's the music director of his church in Brooklyn. We've sung it on two occasions there, and it was very well received. And so it's.
It's a way to bring together the, you know, believers and the non-believers, and admiring and respecting what we've got here.
Yeah, and one more thought on that is, so when I was writing the new words, I was going to make them entirely secular, and thinking along with the lines of what you just said, I decided to keep the word hallelujah as part of the lyrics. Because it's, you know, literally means praise God, but it's also used, you know, when we want to, something is wonderful, we say hallelujah.
Right.
So I thought that would be another way of bridging the gap between believers and non-believers.
I also like the covers that you do. You sang a Pete Seeger song that is not one of the usual Pete Seeger songs, and I always love to hear one of his others, and you... the 350 song is by Fred Small, and boy, is it great to hear one of his songs. What a great songwriter he is.
Yeah, he is. And the 350 song was brought to the chorus, I think, by one of our other members, Amy. Bluestone, I think, is the one that introduced that to, suggested that we sing that. And the Pete Seeger song, To My Old Brown Earth, he wrote that many years ago for a friend who had died. It was written as a memorial for one of his friends. Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very beautiful song.
So tell us a little more about the Labor Chorus.
Well, the Labor Chorus was formed by, founded by three women, Abby Rabinowitz, Barbara Bailey, and Laura Friedman, and they came out of the labor movement, and they was their idea to try to, you know, there's a long history of labor music. And they felt it was time to try to reignite the music in the labor movement. Mm-hmm. And it was they put the word out to the various unions, and I heard about it through my union. And Pete Seeger was he was instrumental in helping form our chorus. He led us to our founding director, Jeffrey Fairweather, wonderful, wonderful man, who had been the head of the Jamaican National Chorus in Jamaica before coming to live here. And those are the roots. And then after 12 years with Jeffrey, we had a new director, Peter. Jeffrey left me at Peter Schlosser about 6 years, and now we have Dana Ballard, wonderful director that we have.
Also, the chorus is formed of over 20 labor union representation, among others. And what I find particularly exciting is our participation in a number of demonstrations, rallies, performances. We were... a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Triangle Fire commemoration singing, which was resumed, really after COVID. And the chorus, even during COVID, we met using Zoom. We were muted and only had the pianist, but we got to see our lovely faces on the screen and sharing in solidarity with each other. And we've also been able to travel. I, since I'm relatively new, I was able to go to a trip to Puerto Rico where we performed in concerts there, and even went to to visit Casa Pueblo, which was one of your previous guests on the show, to join mm-hmm. them in Ajuntas, which is they've installed solar, panels, et cetera, et cetera. So it's always been exciting being part of this wonderful group of comrades.
So we're going to be taking call-ins now. We want to hear from you. So call in with your questions or comments at 212-209-2877. Call in number is 212-209-2877.
How do you pick what songs you perform and what issues you present?
Well, we have a committee composed of a couple of people from each one or two people from each section. You know, we have a bass, the basses, mm-hmm. the tenors, the altos, the sopranos, and so that committee makes recommendations, and any chorus member can make a suggestion to their section representative, and then that committee then makes suggestions to the chorus board, and the board is the one who makes the final selections of the songs.
Right, there's hundreds of fantastic songs. I can't imagine what it must be like to choose.
Well, yeah, two of our recent songs. One was in Puerto Rico, where we rehearsed in Spanish "Verde Luz," which is a beautiful, beautiful song. And also, we had a rendition of "Glory," where we added a rapper, an invited rapper. Well, we've done it in when we did it in New York, we had one rapper. But when we went to Puerto Rico, we invited someone from Puerto Rico to rap mm-hmm. To the song. So that was a wonderful collaboration.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Also, as a shameless plug, our website is nyclc.org, New York City Labor Corps.org. We're going to be performing on the 29th of April on the Upper West Side. So we would, if people are interested in seeing us live, that would be a wonderful opportunity.
Great.
Yeah, on the website is the information about the concert. And it's being held in honor of Paul Robeson's 125th birthday.
And it will be on ecoradio.org also.
Yeah, we've already linked to the Labor Corps website.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
So are you all union members, or can other people join as well? And do you have auditions?
You don't have to be a union member. You just have to be sympathetic to the cause of workers and struggle for peace and justice. And yes, we do have auditions. And they're not very difficult. You know, we have a wide range of singers in terms of their musical knowledge and voices. And we especially need more men, and we especially need younger people. And excuse me, Angel, do you have anything to add to that?
I'm sorry. In terms of the number of people, we're looking for to also enhance our diversity in terms of our outreach. So it's always a great. We have about 70 plus members, I don't know. I think among our oldest is in the 90s. We don't like to really carbon date ourselves, but we have quite a range.
What's your youngest?
We just got a young tenor. He must be in his 30s, I think.
Ah, and we have a young woman. Intergenerational. That's nice.
But the average age is probably somewhere around 70, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. And when we first began, we were all working. Now, almost all of us are retirees.
Right.
So
Yep. And again, the number is 212-209-2877. Talk to Jeff Vogel and Angel Roman of the New York City Labor Chorus.
And Angel said 70 members. Well, I think that that's what we were pre-pandemic, but I think since the pandemic, we have lost numbers. I mean, at any given rehearsal now, I think there's about between 40 and 50 people.
Yeah. The pandemic was hard for choruses. Singing, you know, together was certainly,
you can't do a chorus on Zoom.
Yeah, we sing, we sing live now, and we rehearse live, but we are also masked. So that's the other issue that I think in respect for, our fellow chorus members who are, who are sensitive to, the threat of COVID. So we're singing masked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to be very cautious, especially since we have seniors.
So, and what else would you like our listeners to know? To do is to go to the concert.
Well, the website, I think, is the best link, the nyclc.org. I think that'll be the best place to feed and to get the information. I wanted to also, I appreciate Ecologic because you don't just only provide environmental information. You have very lively conversations, and you always are sharing wonderful environmental songs. And I think it's very important in rallies that I've been to and demos, the having a component where there are people drumming, there are people chanting together. I think yesterday, not as a chorus, but there were individual members. We were at a rally trying to save Medicare for 250,000 retirees that New York City is now trying to kick us aside right. And force us into Medicare Advantage. And we were able to sing our version of Go Tell It on the Mountain to Go Tell It to Capitol Hill about health, the value of health care.
Well, just a reminder of other upcoming musical events. On April 15th, the People's Voice Cafe features a Ray Corona song night. Ray wrote songs about the environment, war and peace, social security, jobs, health care, water, prisons, women's rights, a lot more. It starts at 8 p.m. at Judson Memorial Church on Washington Square South. The entrance is 238 Thompson Street. That's April 15th. That's a Saturday. And, of course, the New York City Labor Chorus Paul Robeson Concert, April 29th.
And action reminders. You can call Governor Hochul at 518-474-8390 about air quality permits. And there's a rally next Saturday at 1 p.m., April 8th, at the New York Public Library, 42nd and 5th, to oppose dumping of radioactive water into the Hudson and the Pacific.
Next Saturday.
And tonight, this Saturday, is a Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Unlikely Friends concert. And also at Judson Memorial Church in Washington Square through People's Voice Cafe. Well, it's time to wrap up. So thanks for joining us this morning. For more information on the New York City Labor Chorus, go to www.nyclc.org. We are glad to have you with us for Ecologic at 6 a.m., live or on the archives. Join us next week, April 8th. For more information, go to our website, ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics, and we love to stay in touch with you. So those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter Eco-Logic.
To support Ecologic, you can choose from our many premiums. Most can be found both on ecologic.wbai.org. Leave off the www on that. And on give2wbai.org. To become a member or contribute monthly as an Ecologic BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. We'd love to see those Ecologic BAI buddy pledges.
Most of the WBAI staff, including us, are volunteers. WBAI is community radio, and there are lots of ways to get involved. And of course, we always need your donations. We need your contributions to support everything that makes a broadcast happen. The engineers, electricity, equipment, upkeep, rent. Pledging now during this show really helps New York City Ecologic especially.
Our thanks to our engineer today, Catherine Davis. We couldn't do this without you.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us again next week for Ecologic at 6 a.m. on Saturday, April 8th. Check our website for details. Thanks, Angel and Jeff.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
Solar power, inexpensive energy.
Snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit WBAI.org/donate-your-car.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
This is Bob Law with what I think is an important announcement going into the new year. Starting with the first Saturday, January 7th, I will be on the air for an additional hour, now from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A little more time, a lot more ideas and information. So join me on Saturday morning from now on for 2 hours, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here at 99.5 FM, WBAI, New York.
To use the website or the call center to contribute to WBAI? That's okay. Please feel free to send your check or money order to WBAI, 3rd floor, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Please make your check or money order out to Pacifica-WBAI. We thank you for your donation and hope that you will spread the word and tell your friends. And please keep on listening.
gemelos.